Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about out-of-body experiences, the scientific search for extraterrestrial life, and biblical prophecies, which may have foretold our current state of global turmoil. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to catch up on what you may have missed from Coast to Coast.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast, Glenn Rhodes with us. We'll get to your calls as well. Glenn, somebody's got to get to Jeff Bezos from Amazon, because when the power goes out, Amazon's out of business.
Yeah, that's right, George. And there are some people that are taking the lead on it. For example, Colorado State University, and I'm on one of their advisory committees for their communications department. But believe it or not, there are people like, or I should say communities like, for example, Madison, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, Berkeley, some of the more progressive places that just want to get off the grid. They're doing it for climate change reasons. But believe it or not, there is a parallel to what we're doing too, because one of the messages that we found on early on was that why not kill two birds with one stone? In other words, as we get off the grid, let's make sure that they're resilient, because right now we don't know. I mean, we know that solar power panels are pretty resilient. We sent them into outer space, obviously, on the Viking, Pioneer, Pathfinders, and other things. But we don't know how the control systems will last. And George Baker, who's on the EMP staff, has told me, Glenn, remember that people, when you go out and talk, they're going to say, hey, I want to get off the grid. I want to just go solar. And it's not that simple, George. We have got to design the parameters for resiliency before they leave the CAD, before they leave the drawing board. We can't do it after the fact. And as an architect, you know, one of the things I've been always taught was you've got to have the design parameters in order to get a statement of work and then build your product, right? Well, we don't want to make the same mistakes again. For example, Puerto Rico, we're now in our opportunity to recreate that. We need to recreate the power grid with an all-hazards approach. We don't want to put in toothpicks anymore. We want to have it resilient, so it's yep. able to withstand hurricanes, multiple hurricanes, an EMP, a solar. And we have got to quit looking at the glitzy, smart, sexy things that come down the pike that people say, hey, we've got a new people mover that can, you know, shoot a person from, you know, let's say Cheyenne, Wyoming to Colorado Springs. And I say, wait, no. The Department of Regulatory Agencies here in Colorado, I challenge them to say, you're not putting anything in our state unless you can prove that it can be resilient to all hazards, cyber, EMP, radio frequency weapons, and we've got to put a design parameter in there for all hazards. And CSU is believe it or not, CSU is trying to get off the grid. They are now working with a proposal for a $350 million project to completely take the, it'd be the first university in the world that's been completely off the grid. So my theory, or I should say my suggestion, is that we get a Bezos or maybe a Bill Gates or Elon Musk to say, hey, we're going to endow CSU with a massive fund to say we're going to keep the message alive and going. We have to have resiliency and renewable energies side-by-side partnering for a resilient future.
Or you would think every major power company in the country would kick in to do this. I would even pay a little bit more on my electrical bill, Glenn, as a surtax to help get this done.
Yeah. It's for whatever reason, I just don't get it. I mean, these people have families like everybody else, and I had a power company executive come up to me and say, hey, Glenn, all the power transformers are completely resilient. We've done the modeling. And I said, no, you haven't. You show me where you've done the modeling that says these are resilient. And even if we gave them the benefit of the doubt to say, okay, let's say your power transformers do survive. George, we have millions and millions of SCADA devices. You know what those are? The supervisory mm-hmm. data control acquisition devices that keep our infrastructure going. And those things are highly susceptible to cyber and EMP pulses. And as we get lower and lower voltages on these control devices, they're more and more susceptible to destruction from an EMP or a radio frequency weapon. We've got to wake up. We've got to wake up and think about the future. Let's design parameters in there that says, you're not putting stuff in there, you're not putting fancy stuff in my state unless you can show and prove to me, especially critical life-sustaining infrastructures, that it's going to power through. I could give a hoot about, you know, designing a new mouse. I'm talking about stuff that keeps us alive. We have got to introduce design parameters for what I call an extreme catastrophic electromagnetic event. That's an ECEE. Yep. And that missing parameter will help future generations to survive.
Anybody who has a child should want this done for the protection and the safety of their kid.
Absolutely.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.